New Zealand mandates coronavirus vaccines for health workers. By Gabrielle Reyes on October 12, 2021. New Zealand's federal government announced a new mandate on Monday that will legally require healthcare workers and teachers to receive a full dose of a Chinese coronavirus vaccine by January 2022, Channel News Asia, CNA, reported. The mandate, issued on October 11, compels doctors, pharmacists, community nurses and many other healthcare workers to be fully vaccinated by December, according to the Singapore-based CNA. Teachers and other education workers in New Zealand have until January 2022 to receive a Chinese coronavirus inoculation. It's not an easy decision, but we need the people who work with vulnerable communities who haven't yet been vaccinated to take this extra step, New Zealand's COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hickens, told reporters of the decree on Monday. New Zealand's government already requires most people who work in the nation's customs and border sector to be fully vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus. The island nation issued its first vaccine mandate for border personnel in May and expanded it to include most border workers, including those at airports and ports, in July. In addition to customs and border staff, government officials working at the border or in MIC facility must be vaccinated against COVID-19. According to a notice posted to a New Zealand government website dedicated to the nation's Chinese coronavirus response, an MIC facility is a managed isolation and quarantine site run by New Zealand's government. Federal officials require every single person entering New Zealand to enter an MIC facility for 14 days of managed isolation, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told TVNZ's Breakfast, a local morning news program, on July 12. If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying, Ardern said when describing protocol in the state-run MIC facilities during a Facebook live stream in June 2020. So they won't be able to leave after 14 days. They have to stay on for another 14 days. So it's a pretty good incentive, Ardern continued. You either get your tests done and make sure you're cleared or we will keep you in the facility longer, the Prime Minister added. Ardern said on October 11, New Zealand's largest urban centre, Auckland, will remain under strict lockdown orders for at least another week to contain the city's most recent coronavirus outbreak. Auckland has been in lockdown for nearly 2 months, since the outbreak was discovered. 35 new local cases were found in the city on Monday, bringing the total number of cases in the outbreak to a little over 1,600, CNA reported. Auckland has an estimated population of over 1.63 million. New Zealand's Ministry of Health is planning a Super Saturday vaccination drive for October 16. The event aims to encourage people nationwide to visit state-run clinics and receive a dose of a Chinese coronavirus vaccine. State officials have likened the so-called Vaxathon to Election Day, as vaccine centers will be open all day and into the evening hours. There will be prizes locally for those getting vaccinated, information from experts on the safety of the vaccine and some healthy competition between towns and regions, Ardern told reporters of the drive on October 12. Roughly 68% of New Zealanders have received at least one dose of a Chinese coronavirus vaccine, while 47% have received two doses. Ardern claimed during her TVNZ's Breakfast interview in July that New Zealand's federal government would not require 100% of the population to be vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus. The government on Monday also announced an advance purchase agreement for 60,000 courses of an experimental new pill by drug maker Merck, pending approval by New Zealand regulators, CNA reported on October 11. The pill, Molnupiravir, would be the first shown to treat COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus, if it's approved by regulators including the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the news agency noted.